But as I mentioned, we have here this week several heavy sugyas which deal with metav. Last week we worked on the basic machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether the chiyuv of metav is measured by the mazik's best field or the nizik's best field. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva that the mazik has to give the best of what he has. Okay. Today's sugya goes into the next inyan, and that is that Abaya had a kasha. Yeah. Abaya asked the kasha to Rava. We have a stira and two psukim, and we like to divide up the shir in the various steps of the kasha of Abaya to Rava, and there's about two or three steps to answer the kasha. But first, understanding the kasha itself is what to work on. Till now, we said that by Shein V'Regel, the Torah taught us there's a mitzvah of Meitav. That's what we talked about last week. That when a man pays up his debts, he has to pay with the best of his land, the Meitav, the Mazik. Okay. That comes from a pasuk, Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karmi Yishalim, which is said by Shein V'Regel. Simple. So now comes along Abaya's Kasha, we have a stira. By the Mazik of Bor, it says something else to pay. Yoshiv l'rabois shove kesef afilu subin. The Kasha is, by the Mazik of Bor, the Torah teaches us that a man can pay shove kesef. Shove kesef means a hat, a watch, not only land. Vafilu subin, even the worst kind of metalkalin. So by the mazik of Bor, we see two things different than the mazik of Shein V'Regel. By Shein V'Regel, it would seem that all you could pay is only land. And here we see you could pay metalkalin, A, and B, the worst kind. Okay. Now, so the question is, exactly from which of the two points is Abaya asking? Is Abaya asking from Shavu Kesef? Is that itself a stira, the first step? Because from Shein V'Regel you see that only land you have to pay, not something that's movable. That's how l'chora you could ask the kasha. That's poshib shatnim in the kasha. Karka in, meitav in, midyach in loy, nothing else. Nothing else except land. So how could the pasuk say, even Shavu Kesef? That you could take anything that's worth money. A $5,000 watch. Also you should not be allowed to use. That's how you learn Abaya's Kasha. But that pashtus, that's wrong pshat. The Kasha is not simply that by Bor we see you could do something more than land. Why not? Because L'chora, for two reasons, that couldn't be the Kasha. Because if that would be the Kasha, so then the Gemara should have simply asked the kasha from kesef. It says Baal Ish Kesef Yoshiv Lubaolov. It says you could pay money by Bor. Why didn't the Gemara ask the kasha from money? Money is not land. So from you see that the Gemara was not asking from just the fact that the Torah says you could pay something else besides land. Again, the proof that the kasha is not simply how could you pay anything else except land? From the fact that the Gemara doesn't ask from the word kesef yoshev bolo, from the fact that the Torah says a boy you could pay money. So obviously, why is that no kasha? Why is that not the kasha? From the fact that the Torah says you could pay money. Because just it's no stira. The Torah says, by Shein V'Regel, the Torah says one thing, land. And by Bor, the Torah would say money. So you make a gzera shava, and there's no contradiction here. You take the two limudim, the limud from land by Shein V'Regel, and you apply it to all the mazikim, and you take the limud of money and apply it to all the mazikim. So you have a choice, either land or money. You don't have any question. That's no stira. There's no steer here anymore, because both are true. By bor, the Torah taught us land, money, and by shem v'regel, the Torah taught us that you can have land. That's not, so that can't be the kasha, that there's only one thing in the world you should be able to pay up the debts. So parshas, the Gemara's kasha is on subin. That's the kasha. The kasha is not from something that's different than land. It's something the Torah says, even the worst kind. Now that's a stira to subin. That's the opposite of metav. Metav means the best quality of something. Subin means even the worst, the lowest kind of food. That's a contradiction. So what I did now, just simply, not to confuse you, is our first step of the shiur was to get the kasha right. The kasha was only from the contradiction between the word metav, which means the best quality payment, and shavah kesef, which means any, even the worst kind. That's this contradiction.
But even if you want to say, even if you want to say it to me, you still use that answer that you said that it's not true because by Eretz Yisrael may have a time possible, and you can even have two.
No, but the Gemara thought at this step, the Gemara thought that by that it's not, if you have to give the best of land, right? So then there's not, it's not logical that when you come to Metalkalin, assuming that there are levels of good and bad, why should you be able to pay bad? It's not logical. Later the Gemara finishes off that there's no such a thing as bad by Metalkalin. There's always somebody will sell it. There'll always be somebody someplace to buy it. But over here, at this point in the Gemara thought that a low-grade food is the opposite of Metal. So that's the kasha. How could it be that in one mazik the Torah says give the best, and by the other mazik the Torah says you give the worst? If we learn out tachas and sini shalom kesef, we have gzeirah shavah to compare all the mazikim. So it comes out you got a contradiction. From shem v'regel you learn out the best, and from bor you learn out the worst. That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, I just want to set up that you shouldn't think to learn good pshat in the Gemara's kasha. It's not just the kasha, something else. It means something worse. Make sure you understand this country. First, I'll try it one more time, and then if not, then leave it. Simply, the question is, a bias question is, if the Torah says land, that means nothing else. No watches, no diamonds, nothing else. That would be the question. We said that's not the question. Because that's not a question. It's not so bad, just because the Torah says in another place give diamonds, and over here the Torah says give land. There's no contradiction between that. Because we have the gzeirah shavah that ties all the 24 mazikim together. What? No, that was a diyuk we said in Mishnah, in the beginning there, that we said that. But we're going now to understand kasha of Abaye. Abaye's kasha was that there's a contradiction between the mazik of Shein Varego, which teaches us pay the best, and by bor it says pay the worst, even subin. So between best and worst, that's a contradiction. What does the Torah want us to pay? Either best or worst. But the kasha, but that's I'm changing from the what you might want to learn pshat. Now you see it better? All right. Now let's go to the teretz. The teretz, the Gemara says, the first step is that there's a difference between if we're forcing the mazik to pay or not. If we're forcing the mazik to pay, he doesn't want to pay, we have to schlep him to Beis Din. So then he can't get away with the worst. Then he has to give the best. But if he pays on his own free will, then he can pay the worst. At this point, that's how the Gemara answered the stira between the two psukim. So it comes out that really, by shein v'regel, we can all mazik, which are talking about where we're forcing him, so you always have to pay meta. And we learn out from bor that if he's a nice fellow and he wants to pay on his own, he can give even the cheapest.
Now, you learn one out of the other?
And you learn out one or the other. Now, any mazik.
So you can use even like that's, two or the other. Like
that, as long as that's the pshat in the Gemara, that's how I'm making it.
Right.
Yes.
We're talking about this, and we would make a difference here if by the diet about Kochai, if he's paying like the mazik or like the mazik. He's only talking about the mazik.
That's once you pay meitav, then you pay according to the mazik. Wherever you pay meitav, you have machlokes of kibur bishmul. That's the machlokes when you're paying meitav. But that's when you're forcing the mazik to pay. That's when we use the sugyas of meitav. And when he's a nice fellow and he wants to pay on his own, then we take from Bor and we spread it to any time a man wants to pay on his own, any mazik, if he's a nice fellow and he wants to pay, then he pays cheap. So then there's no mazik and nizik, he pays whatever he wants. So that's how the Gemara makes the difference. Yohol Shaila Mazik Nizik is only when there's Meitav involved. So that's only by Bal Karcha, according to this Teretz. Good. That's what the Gemara is doing. At this point. The Gemara, now, at this point, Rashi comes with a big Kiddush. It would have been nice if you would have realized Rashi says something tremendous Kiddush over here. When Rashi says, I'm mi Bal Karcha, oh, good. So Rashi says the chora poshib shan the Gemara is when you're forcing the mazik to pay, then use the pasuk of meitav, which means you force him to pay the best of the land. And Rashi says not the way. Rashi says b'hainu bal korcha ein mishalim elo kesef.
Or Rashi, of course, karka.
Wait, oh, so that's the shaila. Rashi says ein mishalim elo kesef. So shtark aloshim.
Meaning be my shav kesef.
Yeah, here, good, okay, good, good. The main point, I'm saying you could work around it, but the loshin. Rashi brings in a new idea, which seems to be not according to the flow of the Gemara. We were discussing the difference between land or paying anything, land or subit. Rashi comes in and says that when he pays, when we force him to pay, he has to pay money. So the Marei Meisada mentions this Rashi. So where? The Gemara was just saying, Meitav, you pay the best of the land when you're forcing him. Why does Rashi add in that it seems to Rashi that the Nizik has a better choice. He can even get money. Or the either one. In other words, it seems from Rashi that Rashi is adding in something here. That money is just as good as Meitav. So the Marei Meisada explains that Rashi is teaching us a simple lesson here. That even though the Torah says meitav, it doesn't mean that you can force the mazik to give only land. If the mazik wants to give money, he can give money also. Even though you're forcing him, you don't force him only land. It's either land or money is just as good as land.
Since you can buy the land.
Because what can you do with the land? Anything you can land, you'll sell it for money. So money is as good as the best object, because with money you can get every object. It works both ways. All you have to do is with money you'll be able to buy it. The truth is it takes even a step further. Later on there's another Marei Meisada which says even a bigger chiddush, that Rashi Shita is that when, if I'm, listen carefully, that when if a mazik has meitav to pay up his debt, but he also has cash. Rashi Shita is, well, later on, it's at the end of the week, that first choice of the Nizik is money, he can force him to pay money. The Nizik has the rights, if the Mazik has money, cash, or Meitav, that first choice of the Nizik, he could force him to pay money. So then it would be very good also, Rashi. Ein Mishalim Elo Kesef means to say that the Nizik has the right to demand money if he has money. If he doesn't have money, and it's a question of land or Subin, then of course, if he's being, then he gets Meitav. Unless he's a nice fellow paying on his own. He's paying on his own, so then he can pay whatever he wants. Okay. So Bekitzer, this is the first step of the Teretz in the Chiddush of Rashi. But the Gemara shlugs this up. The Gemara says that cannot be the answer between the contradiction of the two psukim. Why? Because the word Yishalem doesn't mean he's being forced to pay. Yishalem, Meitav Sedeo Yishalem means even on his own if he wants to pay. Still it says Meitav. So we're back to the contradiction. One pasuk says that the Mazik pays land, the best land, and the other pasuk, which we learn out from Bor, and which automatically serves from Bor, we learn out to all mazikim, is even subin. You can pay even the worst quality merchant. So now we'll go to the next step. So Abaye himself comes along, and Abaye says that he has a new terror. And this was a very, that's why I asked you to see the rush. This is a very Lomdisha Teretz, which the Gemara tries to answer. Okay. So Abaye says like this. Really, if you look carefully in Rashi, both psukim are talking about land. That's what this is. Both psukim. Meitav Sodeyu is talking, of course, on land. And when it says Shove Kesev Afilu Subin, it means Subin of land, not Subin of food, of cheap merchandise. In other words, the two psukim are teaching us that it depends what kind of land the Nizik wants to get. Now let me explain. Yeah,
the word Subin itself means wheat.
Yeah, but it means Rashi. The way Rashi fits it in is that the Rabbi Subin to take Nizik Subin of a type means a mushal. According to this, Subin means bad land.
So why not use the mushal of land then, if it's only a
yeah, but
land?
He wanted to give a mushal of bad land, so he took Subin of land. It is a shtikl chiddush. If you look in Rashi, the Rabbi Subin he boiled the mishkal Nizik Subin. Rashi says he wants to take Subin. What kind of Subin? He has a land. His land borders a bad land of the Mazik. So you see that Subin in the Gemara means a lower quality land. Now, so how do the two psukim work out? So the Abaye says like this: land has a value. Every piece of land has a value. We know that. That's logical. The Gemara Abaye is mechadish that every piece of land has two values. In Nisan, the value is much more than in Tishrei. We're holding now close to Tishrei. Land goes down in Tishrei. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, of Abaye, to answer the contradiction between the two psukim. That every piece of land has two prices. In Tishrei, it's cheaper, and in Nisan, it's more expensive. In Tishrei, you get more for your money because it's cheaper, and in Nisan, it's more expensive. You get less land for your money. So Abaye says, the basis of that we see by Meiser, I don't want to go into it, a poor man with a whole cheshbon, that proves to us that there are two times to value, two price tags on a piece of land. So Abaye answers the steer like this. The pasuk of Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karmoi, which means that the Mazik gives him the good top land, which the Nizik has a right to, then he gives it to him at the cheaper price. The damage took place at the cheaper price of land, and Tishrei. That's when the damage took place. The Nizik wants to collect good land at a cheaper price, because everybody wants to buy cheap land, right? So the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadeu, if you get Meitav, you take good quality land, so then you pay it according to the price, right now, the cheaper price. But the other pasuk which says, "Afilu Subin," that the Mazik could give him cheaper, give him worse land, that means that if the Nizik wants the cheaper land, the Mazik can make him take the land at the higher price. It comes out that the Nizik's going to be losing. Again, the Gemara answers that the second pasuk of Yoshev L'Rabbi Subin means that the Nizik, if he wants Subin, because he gets a personal benefit, and he's supposed to get Meitav, he's supposed to get grade A. He likes grade B, Beninus, or Ziburus. And he tries to make a deal with the Mazik to give him more land at the cheaper price, because Beninus is a cheaper type of a land. So then the Mazik has the rights to tell him, you have to take according to the higher price, so you're going to come out losing, because according to the higher price, you're going to get less land. This is what Abaye came along and told to answer the steer of the psukim. Again, if you take what you're supposed to take, you take according to the price, the going price, now, today's price. If you want to get lower, you want to take bananas, you got to take according to the price of 6 months from now. Now, at this point, the Chazon Ish asks, brings up a very important point. How could the pasuk be telling us that? How could you tell a person to pay a price which is going to be in 6 months from now? I mean, How could you pay according to that price? You're paying now. Today is Tishrei. How could the Torah logically allow the mazik to take advantage? Besides from the Gemara's other questions. But what kind of a price is it? Why can't he tell him, tell me $1 million? The Gemara doesn't say, pay me $1 million. We find there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that sometimes a man can hike up the price as much as he wants. You want something, pay for it. The Gemara doesn't say he can hike it up as much as he wants. The Gemara says he can hike up the price of all of... What? So that's the question. Why this limit of 6 months? It's not fair. You're paying now. Now the price of market is cheaper. So either you give...
He has humidity because he wants to drive humidity and he wants badness.
Yeah, but it seems... But it seems that he could force him. Mamanovshach. If he could let him price as much as he wants. You want... Mamanovshach. Does he have to give him badness or not? That's the real of the question here. Does he have to give him baininess? Or he could say, the Torah says, I have to give you meitav. You want to take different? Hey, it's like you want to buy. You want to buy? I can charge you $1 million for a square inch. So the Rechaz Zaynish asked on this Gemara, what is the logic that if he decides from baininess, then he has the right to make him pay according to the higher mark? So the Rechaz Zaynish explains a very important yisur. And he says like this. It comes out of Big Chiddush. He says that since Tishrei, most prices go down, right? So when is it logical? When are most people going to want to sell business transactions? They're going to wait for the better price. So the most real estate transactions happen during Nisan, 6 months from now. And then prices go up. So the Chazon Ish says, when we look at this piece of land today, there's a built-in higher price. Because the market, most of the market, most people do their business transactions in this. So really the price tag of a piece of land during the winter is the potential. Just like when you buy a tree in the winter, an apple tree, you pay more than if you buy a maple leaf tree. Why? They both just have leaves on it. Because in this tree, in 6 months, you're going to get fruit from it. So the same thing, that in the land, since the normal business transaction is going to be 6 months from now, so already the real shahr, it's called the shahr, the appraiser, the insurance company appraises for the higher price. But if, this is the pshat in the Gemara, if the nizik takes what he's supposed to take, if the nizik wants to get collected from idyis, then the mazik can say, I'm going to give you idyis according to the higher price. You're listening, you're in that? Yeah, if the Nizik goes to collect idyas, he's not a chuyiv too. He says, I don't have to wait for the higher price. I have a right to collect my land right now. And since that's the land that I belong, I have a right to collect idyas. And right now idyas is cheaper, you gotta give him the cheaper price. But if he wants to take Beninis, which is really the Gemara at this point. The Gemara thought it's really not what he's supposed to get. So if it's not really what he's supposed to get, you just want to get it because you like it, pay the real price. And the real price is for 6 months from now.
In other words, you're saying that if they go buy the book and he gets the idiots, fine. But if the guy is supposed to get money once, maybe it'd be more convenient that you can go buy his terms.
Then the book value of the land, the book value of the land is for the higher price, for 6 months from now. You didn't mean by the book value. You meant for me, if he takes what he's supposed to take, if he takes the kind of land, the category that he's supposed to take, then he gets according. Then right now, according to right now, he gets meitav at a lower price.
Right.
But if he really doesn't want to take what he deserves, he wants to get bainus, then you go the book value of the land. The book value of the land is the higher price. That's the pshat in the Gemara at this point. The Gemara thought that that's what the Torah is. The Torah is letting the mazik take advantage of the fact that really the nizik has no rights to this baininess. So if you have no rights to this type of land and you want to pay it anyway, so I'm not going to charge. I'll charge you according to the shahr. It's called the shahr shebishuk. That's the chiddush. In real estate, the market value of the land is on the higher price because that's when most transactions are made. If a nizik collects idyas what he's supposed to, he gets a benefit because nizik can collect Nezikin is not a business transaction. It doesn't go according to real estate. Nezikin, when the nezik happens, you get paid. But if you want to take bayonets, it's like a business deal. And a business deal, the business price, you hear, every land has two prices on it. According to business, it has a higher price. But if the nezik deserves to get his damaging, he gets it at the lower price. That's the step of the gemara. Now, at this point, Rav Acha Bar Yankov asks on this. And Rav Acha Bar Yankov says, no, that's not fair. In Cain, Hirata Koichen Shel Nezokin, it's a Bemis Viziburis. Rav Acha Bar Yankov says, it's not logical that the Torah should make it harder for the Nizik to collect Beninis and Ziburis. Because if you see, the Torah is nice to the Nizik. It's making it harder. He's losing money. Because if you take Idyas, which is the Torah, in other words, it's contradictory.
It's a lesser kind of thing.
So it certainly, it should even be easier. That's the Gemara's catch. Now we have a tremendous machloikis between Rashi and the Rosh. A bit beautiful machloikis rishonim. Exactly what does the Gemara mean? When the Gemara says at the final, at this step, that it's not logical. And therefore, the Nizik, according to the Rav Acha Bar Yankov, the Nizik has a right to collect Beninis, even Beninis or Ziburis, at the lower rate. Again, the Gemara says it's not logical that the Nizik should lose out when he collects Beninis or Ziburis. Because the Chari is being nice to the Mazik. He's saying, I'm giving up my rights to idiots. But you give me Beninis and Ziburis at the same rate that you give me Idyas. It's a tremendous machloikas, the Rosh, Rashi and the Rosh. Mamish, what exactly does the Gemara mean? Rashi says like this, that totally what the Gemara means to say is that technically when the Torah, this is a Chiddush here, when the Torah says that a Nizik has the right to collect Metav to get the best quality, shot in the Pasuk is even Metav. What do I mean, even? In other words, when the Torah says Metav, it's including, it's either Iziburis, even Beninis, even Idyas. That's the way Rashi learns. Because Rashi says, in Kain Harata Kochan, if you're going to say that the Torah only gave him rights on Idyas, that's not logical. He gave him rights only for the best and not for the worst. If he has the rights to collect the better kind of land, he should certainly have the rights to collect the weaker. So Rashi says, Bechlal Messiah Mona. In every $200, there's always 100. That's a mushal. Isn't that right? If I give you 200, I gave you 100 also. When the Torah gives the rights of Idyas, and Idyas is even the best quality land. So obviously in the best quality lies even Beninis and Ziburis. So according to Rashi, if the Nizik would walk over, now listen carefully, because here you're going to see, the Kiddush will come the next step. But according to Rashi, if the damage took place, they go to Bezdin, right? Takes the Bezdin and they bring witnesses, he owes them $1,000 damage. Now the question is, what kind of land to collect? According to Rashi, the Nizik could say, Mr. Mazik, I decided I want Ziburis. Now then Mazik has to give him Ziburis, according to Rashi, right away. Because when a Torah says Idyas, it's even Idyas. The Nizik has the right even for the best, but he certainly has the same rights for the worst. That's the way Rashi learns, and everything is smooth. If you went through the Rashi well, so Rashi says like this, that I'm just repeating once more, so before we get to the Rosh. Rashi says, that's why the Gemara's Chiddush was, even when the price of the land is going to go higher, right, still the Mazik has to give it at the lower price. But if, let's say, there will be a certain country where all the prices stay the same, so then of course Rashi speaks out, of course the Nizik could ask for the weaker. Hope you learned the Rashi during Seder and Chazur over tonight. Rashi says, if there be no fluctuation in price, of course the Nizik has the rights to take even Idyas. The Chiddush of the Gemara is, even when the rates go up, still the Mazik has no rights to tell the Nizik, take Beninis or Ziburis according to the higher price. But when there's no fluctuation in price, of course the Nizik has just as much rights. That's the way Rashi learns. When you get to the Rosh, you see a tremendous Chiddush. The Rosh, when he learned this Gemara, the Rosh says, not the way. The Rosh says, technically, when the Torah says that a Nizik can collect from the best land, it's only the best land. And if the Nizik would walk into Beis Din, starting to ask for Ziburis, for a cheaper land, the Mazik can throw him out and say, you have no rights to even ask for it. Goodbye. According to the Rosh, if the Nizik asks for Beinonis or Ziburis, in the beginning of the discussion, a simple discussion, and the Nizik wants less, the Nizik wants to change his choice, according to the Rosh, he throws him out. Too bad. Torah gave you only, I only have to give you Meita.
At least I'll ask if he doesn't mind. I know I have to give Meita.
But he could say, I mind. According to the...
So he says he minds, okay.
You're not according to Rashi. According to Rashi, he can't say, I mind. I just got finished saying. According to Rashi, if he asks for Ziburis, he has to give Ziburis. I said that. I made it clear. Yes. Rashi said that, and I said it clearly. That when the Torah says the Nizik has a right to ask for Ziburis, it's even Ziburis. What did I say by that even? He has a right to demand Ziburis. Because you see, the Torah gives him bigger rights, certainly has a smaller rights. That's why I'm making such an issue over it. Try to get this down. This is very important. According to the Rosh, his rights are only for the top quality. You ask me, what's the logic behind it? Torah Akdoshah says that. On the lower quality lands, he has no rights. He has no rights.
By what?
Wait, you're going to say, so he says logically, he says like this, the Rosh says, I'll prove it to you, that if, let's say, the Nizik would come over to the Mazik and say, I want Idjis, he has to give him Idjis. But can he tell him, I want this particular Idjis, I want this particular land? The Rosh says, you can't force the Mazik. I want only this corner block on 14th Avenue and 16th Avenue and 45th Street. If it's Idjis, it could be on 50th Street, or it could be in Canada, or it could be in Baltimore. Doesn't matter. He has to give him as long as it's grade A land. So the Rosh says to ask on Rashi, if you see that you can't force the Mazik on one particular land, how could you force the Mazik that has to be from Beinonis? So the Rosh says the only right that the Mazik, that the Nizik has is in the category of Idjis. But when it comes to Beinonis and Ziburis, it's just like telling him, I want only this land. The Mazik says, who are you to tell me which land to give you? I have to give you something that's called Idjis. I don't have to give you any Ziburis or any Beinonis as long as I give you something that's Idjis.
The Mazik asks the Nizik if he minds if he pays him in a lesser form.
Oh, so if they both agree, they can pay him with balloons. We're talking about when there's a question here, when one doesn't want. That's a very important call. When you're dealing with money laws, the only thing you have time to have a shiloh is when there's a difference of opinion. Each one is struggling for their rights. If they both admit, they can be merkel, then also forget about it.
What's the question given Rosh again?
So the Rosh proves against Rashi, you see, you can't force the Mazik to give this particular land of Idjis. Any Idjis, the Mazik has the rights to give as long as the Beis Din says it's Idjis. So just like you see, you can't force him for Sodezu, for this particular Idjis, so you can't force him to take Beinonis or Ziburis either. He says, I want to stick to the level that the Torah gave you. That's how much the Torah put on me. I don't want to keep you. This is just like, still a few more points that I want to get to.
What kinds of directions might I ask? So therefore
the Mazik has to, technically the Nizik cannot force him to give him Zibur. He can force him at all. So what the Gemara means over here is, the Gemara says is like this, but in our Gemara here where the Mazik made a deal, the Mazik says, I'll give you Beinonis and Ziburis because I'll give it to you at a higher price. So now, here's the catch. Now the Mazik is Maskim, right? Why is the Mazik Maskim? Because he's going to make a profit. He's going to be able to give it at a higher price. He thought, right? The Gemara thought that the Torah is allowing him to get at a higher price. But then the Gemara says like this, oh, if you're willing to give away the land at a higher price, that shows that you don't love the land so much. It doesn't mean so much to you. Because for an extra profit, you'd give it away. Oh, once you want to give it away, so now I want it at the lower price. Because now it shows me that you don't have any specific... It's not because you like the land so much, it's just because you're greedy.
I'm not being very fair. I'm trying to check on
it. Because you're being... No, but it shows the personality. In other words, like this. That's the big chop in the rush. That normally the nizik cannot force the mazik. But if the mazik was willing to give away the land anyway, for a higher price, so now you have to give it at the lower price, because you see, to you, it's no different. So therefore, the Rosh comes along and says, don't learn out from this Gemara that the Nizik always has a right to force the Mazik to give him a weaker kind of land. It's only in our Gemara where they were ready to, the Mazik thought that he'd give it away because he'll benefit, he'll be able to save money by giving it away. Then the Gemara says, Harak the Kercha Shem Lezokim. It's not fair to the Nizik. Now the Nizik can force the Mazik to give it. And the Rush even goes further. You want to hear a big chiddush in the Rush? That if, even, let's say, a Bal Choyv, if you recall, a Bal Choyv only has rights to a middle kind of land. He can't ask for Idyas. If the Mazik is willing to give Idyas away at a higher price, then it could force him to give Idyas at the regular price. Because again, he shows, once the Mazik showed, that he, to him, it really doesn't matter which land he's giving away. He's just trying to be a businessman and squeeze out extra money. So then really, all the land, he has, the Nizik says, oh, if really you don't like that land any better, you're just trying to make money, so I want the land. Okay? So Bekitza, Rashi says that the Nizik has the same rights to the lower, lesser kind of a land. When the Torah gave Idyas to the Nizik, it's even Idyas. But really, it has the right to whatever, any of the three categories of land. And the Rush says that really, technically, it has no right. He only has when the Mazik showed that to him it didn't make any difference. He was willing to give away the land, just he wanted it at a cheaper rate to save money. Then the Nizik can come to him and say, now already, if to you it makes no difference, now you have to give it to me. So there's what to work on Rashi Sheet and on the Rush. Just like to finish off with a beautiful Svara, the Rush is right. The Remarei Mesada says that the Rush is Taina, Bechara good Taina. How could the Nizik Stamazoi force the Mazik to give him from Beninus or Ziburis? If you see that you can't, I mean, what's the logic behind it? You see, you can't force the Mazik to give one particular land, any particular land, so you see that the Torah just gave a category. The Torah gave a category of Idyas. So how could you force, if the Nizik decides that he wants Beninus? He comes along, he says he wants Beninus. So why does Rashi say that for sure the Nizik has a right to any quality of land? So the Rush explains, he says, like, the Remei Sodom.
We're giving a Svar in Rashi now?
Yeah, we're giving a Svar in Rashi. And for the Rushes, Rush will leave maybe it's him tomorrow, we'll see. But he says a beautiful Svar, it ties into the beginning of this year. So this way you'll have a Dovah Shalom. He says like this, that if the Nizam was looking for Beninus, the Nizik wanted to get a lower kind of land for a business transaction because he wanted to sell it and get money. He wanted to sell it. So then the Mazik is right. The Mazik has just, you don't have to become a millionaire on my land. I don't want to give you away. If he wanted the cheaper land in order to do business with it, in order to get money out of it, in order to go sell it to get money or trade it, then the Mazik could tell him, the Torah can give you rights to go to my land and pick out whatever you want. I want to only give you I want to give you idyas. You take this idyas, you sell it, get money. Why get money from my baininess? Your whole purpose is to make money. So take my idyas. The Torah says I only have to give you idyas to make money. So then Rashi would be moided to the rush that he can't force him for a different quality than what the Torah gave him. But the svara of Rashi is that he wants it, he wants baininess for his own purposes, because it's close to his house, because he wants to plant a garden there and this kind of soil, whatever purposes. He needs a sandy, he wants to make for his kids to play, he wants sandy land, whatever. So the chiddush of the Morei Misod, it's a gevaldig olam, the beautiful svara is that when the Nizik wants the land for his own purpose, so it comes out that the land is like money, because what would he do with money if he'd sell? He'd buy this kind of land. But if he already found that the Mazik has the kind, he needs sandy land. So if the Mazik would give him idyas, what would he do with idyas? He'd sell it, get money, and buy sandy land. He found now that he has the sandy land, so what's money for? The purpose of money is to get what you want. You don't use money. You use money to get what you want. So if you already found what you want, that's like money. Because it's even better than money, because that's what money is for. And what did we say from the Rashi, Rashi Shita and Rashi? We said in the beginning of Shir that the Nizik can force the Mazik to pay money if he has money. If he has idyas and money, he can force him to pay money. Because that's the best, the very highest level. So in his eyes, if he found sandy land, and any money he'd get would be put into buying sandy land, so the sandy land in Lumbus is money. So that's why he can force him to give money instead of idyas, to give baininess. Because in his mind, the sandy land is the best. That's what he would do. Any money he'd get, whatever a person buys, you buy something with money. So that's what you got with your money. So there's like the money's in there. You spend $10 place on a tie. You like this tie. So this tie is really, there's $10 here, because that's what, if I'm only in tie business, so I only use it to get cash. But if I wanted a tie, then this itself is cash. And Rashi Shita is that a Nizik always has a right, that if there's cash, cold cash, to get cash over everything else. So that's why the Nizik can get the weaker land, because he needs sandy land, which is the lower kind of land. So to him, that's money. To him, that's as valuable, it's as powerful as money. And that's how Rashi's, that'll answer Rashi Shita, why according to this taka, by idyas, if he likes one particular land, it could be that to him that's considered money, one because of a certain characteristic. So maybe according to this, he could even force him to give him one particular land, because according to the Lumbus of the Morei Misod, to him that's his money, because that's his final goal. What's the final goal? Whatever you'd spend money, that is that becomes to him money. So therefore, that's why he has first choice, even though it's really not idiots. All right, work it over. It was a hard show.